Today, Body and Mind welcomes Jenny Watkins to our platform. Jenny's aim is to show people different ways of dealing with stress, anxiety, depression, competition, and judgment. The one thread that she has observed over many years is how people would like to do their best and to take care of their families, be successful with their jobs or businesses, and to reach their full potential. But what gets in the way? Let's find out. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, Jenny, please tell us a little bit about you. Who is Jenny Watkins and what are you all about?
Very good question, because it changes every day. And that's the thing with working with the tools, is you get to discover more and more of you all the time, which is really awesome because, it's just something that I've really enjoyed doing over the last few years. Mm-hmm. So basically, my name is Jenny. I have just left the corporate environment to expand my business. And I mean, looking to create my life the way I would like it, to work with my own time schedule and to empower people so that they can create their own lives too. And I currently live in a cottage on a property in Kailami, surrounded by horses, which is one of my other loves. Wow. And I'm single at the moment. And I have a son who is 33 years old. What else? I'm not sure what else. Like, I'm just loving life right now and expanding my business. And I'm just really, it's so awesome to have this opportunity.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Well, I wish you all the best for this brand new adventure that you're going on.
So, thank you.
In your introduction, I've mentioned that you have the tools to help people cope and make their lives better. What are these tools? What do you use, Jenny?
So I'm currently working with the Access Consciousness tools and techniques, and they are tools to help people change whatever they haven't been able to change in their lives up to now. And the target of Access is to empower people to know that they know, because we don't really teach people anything new. It's about showing people what they actually know, what they know about themselves, and to uncover them, if that makes sense. And then the other class that I have right now is called 7 Steps to Flawless Communication, which is based on a book written by Cass Thomas. There are some Access Consciousness tools in that book as well. And those are, it's interesting you say that there are tools to help people cope, because once people get to a space of acknowledging who they are and they're clear on what they would like and who they are, you actually don't need tools to cope. You can actually be. Oh. And then it's a contribution to who you are. Exactly. So we kind of, if you've got tools to cope, you kind of, they're like mechanisms rather than empowerment tools. So these, the difference with Access Consciousness tools is they empower you that you don't need coping mechanisms anymore. That's a kind of the difference, and why I love this work is I found that coping mechanisms work in the short term, but for me personally didn't work in the long term.
Mm. That's really interesting. Now, I'm interested in this 7 Steps to Flawless Communication. Would you be able to reveal a little bit of information on that?
Sure.
What is the first step, for example?
So the first step is to find the magic.
Okay.
Which sounds, it's really interesting, right? But if you are willing to find the magic in every moment, can you get a sense of that energy? And now if you're in that magic moment, how it can expand your life and your living.
That's beautiful. I love that. That's really beautiful. Could we liken that to Eckhart Tolle's The Time Is Now?
Is it that, or is it more about being present?
Ah, okay. Being now, focus on the now. I love that.
And now, being present, right? Yeah.
Let's chat more about this Access Consciousness, Access Bars. Now, this work seems to be taking the world by storm and is growing rapidly. Please explain what this work is all about and how people can use it to better their lives.
Awesome. So Access Consciousness, like I said, is a range of tools and techniques to help you change anything and to empower you. The Access Consciousness Bars is a hands-on body process, and it's one of the first processes that we teach people so that they can start changing things. And the beauty of that is, first of all, it's the client will lie down, or your friend or family member will lie down, and you touch different points on the head that starts an electrical discharge of all the polarity that you've been holding in the brain for many, 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 many years. And it starts to discharge the thoughts, feelings, emotions, points of view, belief systems, identities, all these limiting things that we buy into as real. And then we hold this charge in the body. And what this does is it starts to discharge that that you have been holding on to. And it's a very easy process. So it's, you don't have to talk about anything. You don't have to bring anything up. You can just lie there and be willing to receive this gift from the person that's running your bars for you, mm-hmm. and start to allow things to let go. It's a very gentle way of letting stuff go. And there's no processing required. It's not like you've got to think about something and then why did it happen and where did it come from? And, you know, what have I got to do to let go of it? Do I need to forgive? Do I need to accept? You don't have to go through any of that. It's just allowing, it's just a discharge. It's very gentle. Yeah. And it's a beautiful way of starting to let go of things. So it's like kind of chopping down trees in a forest. And then you'll see over the next couple of weeks, you'll start to respond to things differently, or you don't have the same reaction to something anymore. Mm. And it's just, it's a really awesome process.
So Jenny, do you mean to say that, let's say the emotion of, let's say lack of self-worth is actually a physical aspect in the brain that can be worked out?
Yeah, so energetically you're holding on to that charge.
Ah, okay.
And so that stirs up all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that then start getting, you know, that you hold on to in your body because there's a charge on it.
So if we liken it to the meridians of the body, do the bars process, does that work on those meridians and clear out those energy fields as well?
Well, you're working with energy, so the possibility exists. I don't have knowledge on how that exactly works, but if you're holding from the meridians, that's energy flows, right? I'm not an expert on that, but these energy flows throughout the body in different systems. Mm-hmm. And the thought, the feeling or the emotion creates a charge somewhere in the body, whether it's in a meridian or a chakra or in a muscle or a bone or whatever, and they're all connected, right? So there's no one thing that you can pinpoint is like kind of whatever. It's got to, you're discharging the energetic hold that it has on you.
Yeah.
And the emotions and the thoughts and things changed your cell. And this then brings it back to its spherical shape, I think it is, rather than creating that distortion in the cell. And then once the cell is back to its original shape and what it should be functioning as, that's when the body starts to heal. Because you've discharged the dis-ease as such in the body.
Yes, that sounds like a very powerful but very easy tool to use. Is it easy to use?
Correct. It is. Ah. It's if you'd like to learn how to run bars, it's a one-day class.
Oh, wow.
And there you gift two sessions and you receive two sessions. And you receive a manual and you receive some head charts. And it's a very easy process to learn. Takes one day, and then you're a bars practitioner. Then you can start running bars for other people. You can swap with other bars practitioners, and then you start your journey.
Mm-hmm. Now, the access consciousness concept, the thought process, would you need to do your bars before understanding access consciousness, or are they interlinked? How does that
work? No. So you don't. It's not an understanding. It's about a knowing. And it's about getting you to that space where you know that you know.
Okay. That sounds very complicated. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when you know something, you know that you know. Mm-hmm. The minute you start to explain it or define it, you limit it.
That makes sense.
And that's the piece. Yeah. So it's to like know that you know and be okay with the fact you can't explain it. You just know it.
I understand. Yeah. So, Jenny, are you running courses to teach people this process? Do you do sessions, consultations? How does your operation work?
Yes. So I'm a bars facilitator. So I teach the bars class, and I teach BARS practitioners. I also teach an access consciousness body processes. I can teach those in a 4-hour class. That's hands-on energy healing, that you ask these different body processes to run in the body. You ask the body whereabouts it would like the process to be run and which process it would like. There's more than 50. Mm-hmm. And that also can change the energy in the body so that it can, you can have more ease with your body. I also teach the foundation class, which is a 4-day class, where we work with clearing all the past experiences, thoughts, feelings, identities, points of view, etc., and then provide you with tools to create your ideal life. The prerequisites for the foundation is to have done the BARS class. Mm-hmm. I also teach conscious horse, conscious rider. So that's using the access consciousness tools and techniques for horses. And teaching people how to communicate with horses, how to run body processes for horses so they can have more ease with their body. That's a 2-day class. I also teach the 7 steps to flawless communication, which is a 1-day class for individuals or a 2-day class for corporate. And then we're also going to start a class for kids based on the book called Smudge and Friends. So Smudge and Friends is written by Graham Crosskill and Paul Bretsky, and they have created this book. It's a beautiful book for kids, and it teaches access consciousness to children in a language that they can understand.
Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jenny. That's all we have time for today. How can our listeners contact you?
My email address is jenny@blinkglobal.co.za. My website is blinkglobal.co.za, and my mobile number is 082-929-5349. And they can come for sessions too. I don't just teach classes. I do sessions as well.
Divine. Thank you again, okay. Jenny. I wish you all the best on this exciting adventure ahead.
Thank you so much. And I'm really grateful for this call. Thank you.